enter your password.
Stay on the one.
Yeah.
Start your day the job.
It's a good time to get you. You've got the... Nice. Morning.
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 Carrying on the Nitzei Gavriel, learning is Zuchus, before Shlomo for Yosef de Ben Chayla, Asok Shorach Ule Yisrael. So we're talking about Shabbos Nachamu, and a few interesting things about Boaz Chanan, that it's specifically instituted to be lamed after Tisha B'Av, because we have the Musa of Devorim from Moshe Rabbeinu in Devorim. We have the Musa from Ishayahu in the Haftarah. And now we come on to sort of more pleasant things, seemingly, in Voes Chanan. Although it says, "He Solib Neshantim Ba'oretz." The matter of Neshantim is 852. This is brought by Rashi. So which means, at that point, then the Pasuk later, Kyovo Tovidun Chas V'Sholom, Karasol would not be around anymore. So Kodesh Baruch Hu brought it early by 2 years, 850 years we went to Golas. So it was a chesed that Tisha B'Av took place when it did. And that's a reminder for us. That's why we lay it after Tisha B'Av. It's a chesed that happened then and not 2 years later. Then we also mentioned about doing Shnai Mikro, Vecha Targum, which have the tefillin on, because it has mentions tefillin. It would seem strange not to have your tefillin while talking about tefillin. And also the Pasuk Shema Yisrael, you shouldn't say it twice. Consecutively, what you should do is say the whole section and repeat it again. Also mentioned about you always, you call up the Rav for the Assertus Everest. Yesterday. Right. So he brings up that Boaz Chanan, very interesting, the Assertus Everest. Do you stand or do you not stand? So the Rambam was asked. The Shaila, they mentioned somebody who's got very upset with people who do stand. It looks like the Assertus Everest are more important than the rest of the Torah. And it's called Tarumis Haminim, means people will chepper and start causing trouble. And in fact, Aseres HaDibros used to be part of Tefillah every day, and they took it out because of this. So there's Aseres HaDibros at the end after davening, so not part of Tefillah. It's voluntary if a person wants to say it. So they want to bring a raya from Bovel. They say, go to Bovel, you see there, they stand up for Aseres HaDibros. They say, there's not a raya. They always called up the Rosh Yeshiva for the Aliyah, and they thought they were standing up for the Aseres HaDibros. They're actually standing up for the Rosh Yeshiva, etc. So that's discussion over there. And we've run out of time, so we'll carry on tomorrow. It's a shame about hopefully someone do a two ba'ol tomorrow. Started there the Terraway, Northwest London. Thursday, Yud Gimel Ov, 7th of August. Rabbi Daniel Hulschlitter, inspiration. This week's story is sponsored by Benny Grossman, Levin Ishmas, Rabbi Chaim Yosef, Ben Rishachat Dov, a friend of Rochel, whose Yatzai is today. Velizchus, Hashibur, Machayolem, Manuel Chamon, Sheyach, Zerud, Voltaim, Lesholem, Vim Heiro.
I didn't put any sweetness in the whole duty box.
Oh. You want the cake? Thank you for the cake. Pleasure.
Sports Mishal Kurdish Bokh, the discuss of the share, should be a refuah shalem to Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, Besuch Shachol in Israel, and all the Jewish Chatufim should be Machzei Abayis, should return home safely. And Kurdish Bokh be Shomer all the Yidden who are in Eretz Israel and in all over the world. Yerotzen Mreifi, Vegir, Nibi Lechonoch, Adoy Noitzuri, Vegayali. Veschanan el Hashem Bois Ahil Eimar. Hashem Alikim, Ato Achiloiso, Laharis is Avdoho, Eskodlohov, Esyodho, Hazok Hashem, Mikhail Basho, Maimu, Oretzashe, Asecha, Masecha, Vahig Vrisecha. The Rashbo says, in this posuk is the key how to daven the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So Moshe Rabbeinu begs HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be let into Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something very interesting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, stop davening. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just say no? The answer is no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say the answer is no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, stop davening. Okay. That is very interesting in itself. And the answer is, because there is no such thing as no, klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah is so powerful, it's an unstoppable power HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the Bria. that if you keep davening, eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to say yes. And there's all sorts of cheshbonos which we don't know. There's kitrugim which have to become zechus, zechus avos. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the cheshbonos of how much a person has to daven. But there comes a point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to say yes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is listening to the tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knows this. So he says, all I have to do is keep on davening. If I keep on davening, the answer, I'll eventually get to that point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know you're right. I created tefillah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now I command you to stop davening. You have to stop davening. Why? Because there's no such thing as the answer is going to be no. There is no such thing. The power of tefillah is so powerful, and linked in that, you say, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rotzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say yes to every tefillah. But there's klolim, which we don't understand. The answer always has to be yes, if that certain level of tefillah has got there. But the Rashba says, there are three tanoim we need. From here we see, from Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, there's three tanoim we need before we dive into the Ribono Shel Olam. Number one, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Atoy chelosa laharis es avdecho. First of all, I'm an eved. Moshe Rabbeinu describes himself, klapi the Ribono Shel Olam avdecho, I'm an eved. What's an eved? An eved is totally owned, and owned entirely by the master. So the master owes the eved nothing. So the first thing, says the Rashba, because we have a yesod here, that the first thing before you beseech the Ribono Shel Olam for your tefillah, you have to state clearly the Ribono Shel Olam owes you nothing. Absolutely nothing. Laharis is avdecho. And the next thing Moshe Rabbeinu says is, God lecho, your greatness, v'syodecha chazaka, also the greatness. So, you can do anything. The first thing is, I'm an eved, you owe me nothing. The second is, the Ribono Shel Olam yakol yochol, you can do absolutely everything. And I appreciate that, and I'm stating that. And then you say, Hashem Mikael Bashramayim V'oretz, Hashem Yaseh Ma'asech V'chidru Yosecha, Mikael Bashramayim V'oretz, is there anyone else, is there any other force in the universe in the slightest way comparable to the Ribono Shel Olam? Of course not. So, the last you say it is, there is no other address to turn to. As we say in the Ani Mamins, that Rak Loi Ro'oi L'Hispalel, there is no other address. So we have three Yesodas here. We have the Yesod of Avdecho, the Ribono Shel Olam owes you nothing. And with the second Yesod is God Lecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKol Yochol, he can do anything. And the third Yesod is Hashem Mikael Bashamayim, that there's no comparable force in the universe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one to turn to. So Zok the Rashba, that's what we do when we daven Shemoneh Esrei, three times a day. The first bracha is the first Yisod, the second Yisod, and the third bracha is, let's have a look. So the first bracha is, Elokeinu v'kavseinu, and we finish up with, Atos Zecher Chastei Ovos. Ribono Shel Olam remembers Chastei Ovos. What does that mean? That means that I, Be'etzem, I'm not Zeicher to the Tov I'm about to ask of the Ribono Shel Olam. I'm asking for a handout. Why? Because you owe me nothing. Right? The only, I'm asking for the Chus Ovos. You remember the Chastei Ovos, the Tzidkus that the Ovos did, Avraham Avinu, was the Akeda, and we must get this on Rosh Hashanah. Be'etzem, you owe me nothing. And that's the first Yisod, says the Rashba, which Moshe Rabbeinu says, Avdecho. So number one, the first bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei. What's the second bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei? Mechayim Esim. HaKadosh Baruch is Mechayim Esim. HaKadosh Baruch is HaKol Yochol. He can do anything. That's the second Yisod. Laris says, Avdecho, the first Yisod. God Lecho, there's Yodcha Chazoka. Life and death is in the hands of the Ribono Shel Olam. No one can create life. Chutz mi Ribono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch is HaKol Yochol. That's the second Yisod we see over here. As God says, Yodcho HaChazoka, your mighty hand. And the third bracha is HaKel HaKadosh, which is the Yisod of Mikael Bashamayim Uvayis HaShasech HaMasech HaMasech. The third bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei is what? HaKel HaKadosh. There is no other comparison to in the universe, in the slightest way possible to compare to the Ribono Shel Olam. There is no other comparison. Okay, HaKadosh. So, Rav Margulis, Zatzal, he was a very choshev of the Talmud Chacham in the Mir, and he told me that he once asked Rav Yonos and David, I think it was, that a question on this Yesod. He asked, without quoting the Yesod that there's three, the Rashba, he asked a simple question. The Gemara says, Zuchus Ovois Tomo, Bris Ovois Lo Tomo. What does that mean? Means the Zuchus of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, their Tzidkus, Klal Yisrael have already used up. It's already been, that bank account has been depleted. The Zuchus of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Kodesh Baruch Hu has saved Klal Yisrael so many times, since the Tzidkus of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we've actually used up the Zuchus. So how comes the Yidden are still around, thriving Baruch Hashem, B'chaste Hashem? Says the Gemara, because of the Bris of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Bris with Avraham Avinu, and it was Korah Bris, Bris Brim Nisroim, Ko Yezarecha, Klal Yisrael will be forever. So we're really existing on the Bris of us. We're not, because the Zuchus of us is finished. Okay, so he asked a simple question. Why is it that in the first brach of Shemoneh Esrei we say right? Why you zoicher the chaste avos? It should say we bris avos, because there is no chaste avos. We've used that. The chaste avos means the merit of the avos. And in Shemoneh Esrei we don't say you remember the bris avos. We say you remember the chaste avos. You remember the merit. But Rabbi Yisrael, the Gemara says, the merit of Klal Yisrael, the merit of the Ovos, which Klal Yisrael can cash in on this merit, has been used up. So why do we still say three times a day, Atol Zecher Chas De Ovos? The Loshon of the Tefillah should be Atol Zecher Bris Ovos. You remember the Bris, and you're keeping the Bris Ovos. That's why we're still here. Why are we saying Atol Zecher Chas De Ovos? Remember the Chesed Ke'ilu, we've still got Zechus in the bank account of the Chas De Ovos. Remember, the Chas De Ovos is the merit and the Zechus of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Okay. I don't think you got an answer. However, I want to bring Rabbi Yisrael Bezras Hashem a Yesod Nifla, which will explain this question. There is a famous Brisa in Brochus. Om Rabbi Shmuel, Pamachas Nichnasti, Lahatir Keteres, Lifnai Velifnim. So this is on Yom Kippur. Everyone knows the song. Everyone knows the brisa. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha goes inside Lifnai v'Lifnim Lahakti Ukteres, and on Yom Kippur we're marching towards the Yom Adin. Rabbi Yisrael, I don't know if you realize it's not many days to the Yom Adin Gadol V'Neira. Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha is in the Kodesh Kodshim. The one time a year, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to go inside the Kodesh Kodshim. And he meets the Ribono Shel Olam. V'ra'isi akasrikel k'Hashem tzavokes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something to Yishmael ben Elisha. He says, Yishmael b'ni, baruch eini. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks for Yishmael ben Elisha, asks for a bracha. He says, baruch eini, give me a bracha. And the response of Yishmael ben Elisha is a very interesting response. Omar tilo. You know the song, right? Who knows the song? We got Brocha, Gemara Brochas.
You can sing.
Pamachas Nichnasti, Lactic, there's five every so. I'm like Barkini, Ishmael Bini, Barkini. Oh, my heart, hello. Yeah, he wrote, and if on Echo, Shenif Messer, Achmeo, Ich wish was Echo, the Ogo, Rachamecho, Almido Secho, the Sikonis Lehem, if Nimbushus Adin, right? A whole long, you know the song, a whole long brocha that your Rachamin should overcome your kas, and you should be noyig with Klal Yisrael, the Bidus HaRachamim, the Yikonis Lehem, Lifnim Mishuras Adim, more than they deserve. So, there's a whole long list of Bakoshas. What happens to the Brocha, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Yishmael Ben Elisha? And it's very interesting what happened after that. V'na'aneli b'roshay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed. He nodded kaviyachol. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu liked the bracha. Right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked for a bracha. The response was a whole bakosha for Klal Yisrael. V'na'aneli b'roshay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu liked the bracha. And Kilo kaviyachol said, Amen to the bracha. And in fact, the Gemara there, by bracha, says, Mikan she'alti birchas hedjet kalabeinecho. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked a hedjut, he asked Yishmael, and a human being, Yishmael ben Elisha, asked for a bracha, and Yishmael ben Elisha gave for Baruch Shalom Kaviyachol a bracha, and he's a hedjut kapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed. So you see that the birchas hedjut should, when you ask a simple person, even if you're a great Talmud Chachim, the God Lader, and a simple person, simple yid, gives you a bracha, it should be choshev beinecho, just like the bracha of Yishmael ben Elisha was choshev in the eyes of the Bnei Shleilam. So here's the question I asked from Chaim Berman about 30 years ago. I don't understand. What sort of bracha is this? The Bnei Shleilam told Yishmael ben Elisha, give me a bracha. And he gives a whole long bakosha for Klal Yisrael. So the Rashba actually asked this question, Kedush HaGodes. And the Rashba says, what sort of bracha is this? And he says, bracha is not like you think you're tiyeh bari, you should be rich, you should be healthy, right? Bracha is miloshen riboy the loshen of shefa and riboy. Have a look at the Rashba and Kedush HaGodes on the Gemara. Meaning that it was Borcheni Ki'ilu ask for, now is the time to ask for Shefa and Bracha of Klal Yisrael, which is exactly what Yishmael ben Elisha did. However, Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara actually compares this conversation between HaKadosh Baruch and Yishmael ben Elisha, the Gemara compares this to a Bracha which a Hedjit would give someone else. So there must be some inyan of Bracha as we know it as well. So I asked Chaim Berman, what sort of Bracha is this? Chaim Berman told me a Gavaldig Yisoid. Gavaldig Yisoid. He said as follows. He said, Yid often makes a ta'ut, he makes a mistake, klapei the Rebbeinu Shleilam, when he asks for bakoshas from the Rebbeinu Shleilam. A person sometimes thinks to himself, I asked for this, I wanted this to happen, I davened, and not only did I not get answered yes, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka put the foot in the way, threw a spanner in the works, shalom kederach hateva, that it shouldn't work out for me. Is Chas v'Chalila HaKadosh Baruch Hu out to get me? People, that goes through the minds of people, especially after they daven for Rebbeinu Shleilam. He says, Zetaut gadol. HaKadosh, Rotzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to bestow brocha on Gans Klal Yisrael, Beruchnius v'gam begashmius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Heilige Bar Shefa, wants to bestow Shefa Tov Brocha in every single area, Shidduchim, Zivugim, in Parnosa, in everything. Brius, the whole lot. So, why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? There's a million cheshbonos. That's why we said the Hafachara, Moshe Rabbeinu knew the Yesod. We've got to get through an obstacle course, my tefillahs, get through the different ikuvim. But at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to answer the tefillah, and the answer will always be yes once you've got to that critical level. Question is, what's the critical level? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, stop davening, because you got to the critical level. If you daven anymore, I'll have to say yes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants to bestow good on everyone. But there's cheshbonos, which we don't know. There's averus of the past, which we haven't done shuvah on. There's other kitrin, who knows what? Only a Rebbeinu Shleilam knows how much tefillah is needed. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzem wants to bestow good on everyone. So what's going on over here? The greatest bracha, Rabbi Yisai, kaviyachol that the person could bestow kaviyachol on the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Ki'ilu, when you meet someone, lahavdil, when you meet someone, it's a tiyeh bari, you give someone a bracha. You want to bestow goodness upon someone, you want to make them happy. As the Lashon bracha, as we understand it, is it shayach to kaviyachol bestow a goodness on the Rebbeinu Shleilam, ki'ilu, to make a HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy? Yeah, well, you can do mitzvahs, that makes a HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy, kaviyachol. There's something else you can do. You can give the Rebbeinu Shleilam an excuse to bestow bracha on Klal Yisrael. Nothing makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu happier than an excuse to give Klal Yisrael bracha. Wow. What's going on over here? Yishmael Kohen Gadol comes into the Kodesh Kodeshim. He meets HaKodesh Baruch Hu. HaKodesh Baruch Hu says, give me a bracha. So Rabbi Shmuel says, wait a second, bracha, this is HaKodesh Baruch Hu. What is the great bracha? What is the greatest bracha a person can bestow on the Burnish Leilam? L'chayim should have said Shakol Nia Bidvara. There's actually something greater than Shakol Nia Bidvara. There is? Yeah. Burnish Leilam in the Kodesh Kodeshim. It's a Zman Rachamim. There's no Sotan today. The Sotan can't speak today. Now is the time to ask the Burnish Leilam to bestow bracha ad beli dai, ad beli sof, onto Klal Yisrael. Yikonis lem nifnid mishra sadim. V'akodesh Baruch naneli v'roisha. HaKodesh Baruch Hu said, yes, that's a bracha. That's a bracha. An excuse in front of Shomayim, because there's all such brainers. HaKodesh Baruch has to answer the midas adin, kavi yochol, and with the shittuf, and the kitrugim. There's no kitrugim on Yom Kippur. So what are you going to do? Ask for me, ask me, give me an excuse to bestow bracha on Klal Yisrael. Because that's the ultimate Rotzon Hashem. To bestow goodness on Klal Yisrael. That is the greatest bracha, said Reb Chaim Berman, a person can give the Burnish Leilam Kavi Yochol. An excuse to give Klal Yisrael more bracha. This Yisod is brought down by the Rikanti. You know, who was the Rikanti? This is the greatness, this is the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi, we're coming up to Mitzvah Hashem. Sukkos. Now, we all know there's no member of Klal Yisrael who doesn't hold the Lulav together with the Esri or Dasa Maravis together, Biyak. What's the Makar? Does anyone know the Makar of holding your Lulav together with your Esri? We all know you. Sorry? Yeah, but what's the Makar that you have to hold them together? Hold them together. Alright? So we know Lulav Sorech Igud, you have to put an Igud around the Lulav. And we know you have to hold the other ones together. How do you know you hold the lulav together with the others? How do you know you hold the lulav together with the others? Do you know what the makor is?
Maybe together after you take all the...
Yeah, but where's the makor? How do we know? Very nice, you sowed. You're 100% right. Achters, they represent the four members of Klal Yisrael. Yeah, that. But what's the makor in halacha? The Klal Yisrael hold the lulav together with the Esrim together with the Adasim HaRavis. Together, biachad. Sorry, no? The Makar is brought down the Shulchan Aruch, a dream. A dream of who? A dream of the Rikanti. What? Yes, the Halacha comes from his dream. Have a look at the Shulchan Aruch. What happened? The Rikanti, I think he was in Italy. He had an Oireach from Eretz Yisrael come to him Sukkos time. And the Oireach was Sukkos, and he was holding his Lulav in one hand, and his Adatim Robbers and the Esrog in the other hand. And the Rikanti saw this Oireach. Obviously, this Oireach was of the godless of the Rikanti. It was his Oireach, one the Gdolei Ador. And that night, Rikanti had a dream. And he saw in the dream, have a look at that, I can't remember, I haven't seen it in a long time. I just remember the story. He saw the letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud Kei Vav Kei, were separate. I think it was the Yud, was separate from the other three letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that's what he saw in the dream. And he couldn't understand, what's this dream mean? Why am I having a dream like that? And in the morning, it could be he had a dream the night before or after, he realized, oh, that's the dream. The pitaron of my dream is that with this Oireach, this godel who's holding the lulav and esrog, it's ki'ilu is holding the yud separate from the hay vav and the other hay. And that's wrong. That's my dream. It must be that the pitaron of the dream is you hold together, just like the Yud Kei Vav Kei is one word, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you have to hold the Lulav, Hadassim Rovers, and the Esrog together like that. That is the Makar, the dream of the Rikanti. That's the greatness of the Rikanti. That's the introduction. Listen to what the Rikanti says, Rabbi Yisai. There is a mitzvah you all know called Shiluach HaKam. Shiluach HaKam. So Shiluach HaKam, you're going on the way, and you see Efroichim or Beitzim Baderech. So there's a mitzvah. If you want to take the Beitzim or the Efroichim, you want to take the little fledglings. So what do? You shoo away the mother bird first. Shoo away the mother bird. And then you're allowed to take the Beitzim or the Efroichim. So, for many, many years, I was wondering about this mitzvah. I remember I came out of yeshiva once. I think I said this many years ago in Torah Way. I came out of yeshiva once late at night in the Ve'yakov. I think it was about 11, 12 at night. And I saw an interesting sight. There was, unfortunately, a dead cat lying next to the rubbish bin, the Tzfadeh, they call it, on the street. And an interesting thing happened. And the Chayra, this cat died in order that it should inspire me for this book. What happened was there was a dead cat there, and his friend, another dead cat, came over to the... another live cat, another cat which was alive. Sorry, well done, someone's listening. The other second cat comes along, and I'm watching it, and it's circling around his dead friend, and biting on its tail, pulling it, and then goes to the head and nudges the head, and he's trying to wake up the dead cat. He doesn't realize that it's dead. He ain't waking, he thinks it's sleeping. So he's pushing him. And then Kilu Nu, wake up. And he's going, and this happens for about 2-3 minutes. And I realize, I said, wait a second, that means this animal, right, this animal, he's trying to wake up the dead guy. He's trying to wake up the dead guy because they want to go and find some worms together, whatever it is, right? Well, okay. So I thought to myself, Rabbi Isai, when the mother bird comes back to the nest and she sees that the Beitzim or the Ephrochim have gone, does she not realize? I mean, she flew away from the nest to get supper, to get some worms for the Ephrochim in the nest. She comes back. In the meantime, you, Rabbi, have done your greiser mitzvah, mamish greiser mitzvah, as we'll see, of Shiloh HaKan. So you threw away the mother bird. So while she's away, she goes and gets some worms. Why did she get them? To bring for the children. Hopefully they're still there when she gets back. In the meantime, you've taken the Ephrochim, you've taken the Beitzim, whatever it is. And she comes back, and she comes back to the nest, and she sees there's no Ephrochim there. Does she not realize? If this cat realizes his friend is dead, and trying to wake him up, and it's an emotional, never seen. So, do you not think, Rabbi Isai, that the mother bird gets a bit pained, if not excruciatingly pained, when she comes back to the nest and finds there's no Ephrochim there? Zokta Rikanti, Rabbi Isai, listen to this, you say. It's amazing. And of course, this is in my book, Why, by Mosaica, available on Amazon last time I checked. And I saw a copy in Torah Treasures last week. Since then, I think it was bought. And you'll find this bought in my book, B'siyata Dishmaya. Listen to this, Rabbi Isai, it's amazing. So Dr. Rikanti, he says, you know what's going on with this mitzvah? You're right. Hul, you're right. When the mother bird comes back and she sees that the Ephrochim have been taken away or the Beitzim have been stolen, she realizes, all right, not only she realizes, she screams to the heavens. The mother bird screams with the most bitter cry in the universe, where are my children? Where are they gone? What happens then? This is what happens in Shemaya. This call of the mother bird penetrates the Rakias and all the Malachim in Shemayim, and especially the Kitrugim, which Klal Yisrael Nebuch, Rachman and Islam create with the Averis, the Malachim turn to Rabbeinu Shloim, and they say to Rabbeinu Shloim, Rabbeinu Shloim, Melech Malachim, Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can you allow such sorrows? The mother bird comes back and how, she's screaming out, it breaks our hearts, say the Kitrugim. All the Malachim, they see this. How can you allow this? So Rabbeinu Shloim says to the Kitrugim, Mekatrugim, you are Mekatrugim Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, my chosen nation, Yidden who do mitzvahs every day, and you're Mekatrig on them, yet the mother bird who doesn't done any mitzvahs, she's not from the B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov. And because she comes back and she cries, you come to me with, how can you let this happen? What do you mean? The bird who's done nothing, has got no zechuyas. That bothers you, the tsar of the bird. But the tsar of my children, it doesn't bother you. And you have the chutzpah to be in the katrig against Klal Yisrael. Suddenly, in the katrigim, they can't speak. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, oh, you're worried about the bird. You're not worried about my children. Watch this. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is poteach. Arubo is sheba shomayim. And all the shefa of rachamim and tovim refuah comes like a waterfall down on Klal Yisrael, on the whole of Klal Yisrael. That's what's going on with the mitzvah. So what's going on with the MS? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling shtick. He's pulling shtick. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Klal Yisrael, you know, we've got a cheshbon. You've done averus. There's mekatrigim. There's problems. You've created klipos. So you're going to do teshuvah, but until you've done teshuvah, they're still there. So help me out, guys, Kaveh Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. I want to bestow Shefa on Klal Yisrael, Baruch Nius Uve Gashmius. But help me, how are we going to do this? How are we going to get past the din and the Mekatrigim? Help me out. So on Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, help me out, Yishmael Ben Elisha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, give me a bracha. What's the greatest bracha? The greatest bracha is an excuse. Now's the time to daven an excuse to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu an excuse to give Klal Yisrael Shefa. What's happening in Shlach HaKan? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, watch this. I'm going to create a mitzvah. If you can do this mitzvah, you know what's going to happen? I know. Every single time, what's going to happen? The mother bird is going to come back. She's going to realize the children were stolen. And she's going to scream to the heavens. The most bitter cry. You know what's going to happen? I know what's going to happen, says the Bnei Shalom. All the kitrugim of all Yaveris, all the makatrugim of Yaveris are going to start screaming to me. Oh, how can you let this happen? And you know what I'm going to be able to say then? I'll be able to silence the Midas Ka'iru, step off the Midas Adin and go to the Kisei Rachamim. Why? Because the Mekatrigim can't speak anymore. They've just made a fool of themselves in Shamayim. They've just asked for Rachamim for the bird and ignoring Rachamim for Klal Yisrael. So I'm going to show them. And everyone agrees. The Kitru Mekatrigim Shamayim agree. You're right. If we're worried about the bird. So why is the bird have to go through this? There's a million cheshbonus why the bird has to go through this. That's the Bnei Shalom's cheshbonus. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu is setting it up in such a way, because every time, every single time you do the mitzvah, you're ma'ayri rachamim v'klal Yisrael. How? Because the bird cries. And when the bird cries, the Mekatrigim come with a tainer. And when they come with a tainer, what a chutzpah. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, now I'm going to open up a Ruvah Sheva Shamayim. So what's really going on the whole time? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly looking, Rabbi Yisai, constantly looking for excuses to say yes to your tefillahs. The reason why the answer may be no bain time is the cheshbonus. If you would see, you would realize maybe another tefillah is needed, another tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, just daven to me so I can give you the shefa on the bracha. There's no greater bracha, Rabbi Yisai, that a person gives the Heilig of HaShefa than an excuse to give Klal Yisrael brachas in ruchnius, the gashmius, the chomili de meitav. Amen.
As you said, the demanding of energy.